This is Sam Howe, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the epic Roster Watch podcast brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap here, of course, with the Trash Man, who's back from his various mural painting exercises in Utah, back in the home studio. Trash Man, welcome back to the great state of Texas.
Howdy.
It's a big week on a big week on waivers, I think. I mean, is it a big week? It feels bigger than last week. has it been the most monster of weeks? But I think that there are some key ones to look at. We start out, I guess, by talking about Zach Charbonnet, that he feels like the marquee piece this week.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, because what happened was, for anybody that watched the Seahawks versus the Rams this last week, you saw Ken Walker go out in that game super, super early, only played 11% of snaps. You saw Zach Charbonnet get in there for an 85% snap count, got six targets, 21 touches. The problem was only 69 scoreless yards, but that kind of usage is, you know, it's impressive to see. And it's an oblique injury for Kenneth Walker. So Whenever we think of Pete Carroll and the way that he kind of talks about injuries and stuff like that, seems like he's always a little bit on the bright side of how he, you know, he always lies. So it's really hard to tell. But
positive person.
He's always fired up. You know how he is. He says he's fired up about this stuff, and he's fired up to get that guy back. But he says now that the oblique, he says it's the real deal. You know what I mean? I think those were his exact words. It feels like they think it's probably significant. Whenever you hear a coach talk like that, it's probably a multi-week injury. The problem is this coming week, of course, Seattle has San Francisco, which is, you know, a bottom five matchup for opposing running backs. And if you look at their schedule moving forward, let me just pull it up. I looked at it earlier and I was like, man, this whole, even if he's the starting runner for the whole rest of the year, I just added
DJ Dallas to the bottom.
If you do that, you need to send that to our business partner, because this is already up on the site. It doesn't live dynamically to where you can just add something and it changes on the PDF that's already been uploaded.
That's fine.
Okay. So just make sure and get that done after the show, because I won't have time to do it. But so they have the 49ers brutal, the Cowboys brutal, week 14. So week 17 is the fantasy playoffs now, right? So, or the fantasy championship.
The end of them, yes.
Yep. So they have the Cowboys, the 49ers, then the Eagles to start your fantasy playoffs, another brutal one, the Tennessee Titans, another brutal one, and in the championship week, Pittsburgh, which is, you know, not as bad as the others, but still, I mean, not a dream matchup, just kind of middle of the road. But every single matchup left is for is going to be tough for Charbonnet and or Ken Walker, depending on when he gets back. But still, I mean, 21 touches of volume for a talented guy that can catch passes
from a quarterback whose arm is hurt.
Yep. Yep. And we'll wait to hear more about Geno. It sounds like they probably think he's going to be able to go, right, this week.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying that they might lean more on the run than they might have otherwise, or the short passing game.
MK says, what's up, MK? What's up, the Huns burglar? MK says, T. Higgins killed me this year. I need to pick up a viable wide receiver. How big of a priority should OBJ be? I don't know if I buy into the OBJ stuff. I know that he had the great target share this last week.
His last 3 weeks have been pretty good.
No, I mean, it's been fine. He's not playing much. Maybe with the Mark Andrews stuff, we just got word now that Mark Andrews So he went down to go see Dr. Robert Anderson in South. Where is he in South Carolina? Trash man. Oh, bet he's in Hilton Head or Charlotte.
I feel like it was somewhere in the South, but
yeah, South Carolina, I think. So he went down there for. So Harbaugh said it might not be as big a deal, and they might get him back at some point this year. At this point, you can drop Mark Andrews. He had surgery this morning on that foot. The report was he might have a chance to be able to make it back for the for if they make a deep playoff run, but he's not gonna be back during your fantasy season. So it's just like you gotta be like Tom Hanks and Castaway, man, letting his volleyball. What's that volleyball's name? Wilson.
Wilson.
But yeah, letting Wilson drift off into the ocean, man, with Mark Andrews. Let's see. Positive note. So stoked.
I would say like maybe and a guy we'll talk about, Josh Downs. I would have him, you know, as a.
Let's talk about Downs because that's what I was going to mention too. If Downs is out there, you need to go get him, right?
Yeah.
So Josh Downs is a guy that you need to go get. Some other guys that I might look at over OBJ this week. I mean, I think OBJ is a fine pickup, you know. What was this? I was saying something. So on a positive note, so stoked to elevate Kyren Williams from IR this week, says MK. Yeah, it'll be good to have him back. That's a question we're getting a bunch of these drops, and we'll get to the drops at the end. If you guys have questions for the drops, and it looks like the Hunsburglar does, I'll add on here. Dropped Christian Watson for okay. I like that.
For Wicks.
Watson for Wicks. All right, I'll ask Trash Man at the end. We'll get to wide receivers in a second, Trash Man. Let's stick here on the running backs. Just for Charbonnet feels like he's in the top tier, right? Charbonnet feels like he's in the top tier. Correct?
Yeah.
Sort of a tier of his own. Minnesota gets Chicago this week at home and with Ty Chandler, did it feel a little bit, I know that you can't say that they're working Alexander Mattison back in when he's coming back from concussion. And they say that once you're done with the concussion, you're done with it. It's not like you can aggravate a concussion. You know, it's just like once it's over, it's over. And they gave him 65% of snaps in this game versus Denver. They gave him 19 touches, 2 targets. He had 65% of snaps, but Ty Chandler, who's still out there in a lot of spots, did well enough for a whole lot of people. 4 targets, 14 total touches, 110 yards, only in there for 34% of snaps. One thing that we said last week is if you're going to pick up Chandler at that point in time, Trash Man, you and I didn't know that Alexander Mattison by Friday was going to be back to a full participant in practice. That hasn't happened with hardly anybody this year coming off a concussion. Right.
Yeah.
And the Vikings have actually been a team that has exercised caution with guys. Don't you remember? Didn't they say that KJ Osborne cleared concussion, but they held him out anyway or something like that?
Yeah, it was something strange.
But he almost seemed like he died, right? So he might have still been a little bit freaked out. But regardless, I don't know how well it's going to stick out for these guys because we told you last week that Denver is just the nuts for opposing running backs. And we said that's the reason to go get Ty Chandler. If he's going to get all the volume versus these guys, he's going to get it done. He ended up getting it done kind of anyway as your flex. But I think you could pick him up again this week because they have the Bears. And the Bears on the matchup tool with the algorithm hot out the what does an algorithm come hot out of? Spreadsheet.
Hot off the press.
Yeah, hot off the spreadsheet, I think. It has Chicago as at least a top 12 matchup. It's at least coded in light blue. So it still could be a good matchup for runners in this one. Oh gosh, we got Harry Snowman. How are you doing, Harry Snowman? So good to see you, brother. Lifetime Longhorn, what do you think about the target share between OBJ and Bateman now that Andrews is out? I would prefer OBJ to Bateman. But I do believe that at this point, it feels like it's got to be a time where Zay Flowers is going to have to just get some of that first read stuff really dialed up like it was to start the year. Whenever he's getting like a 35-40% first read percentage, if you look at the that great stat that they invented over at Fantasy Points this last year as part of their data suite. Let's see. Harry Snowman, Sharp is in a tier on my benches. I've been holding him as a handcuff for a while to my Walker shares. Yeah, man, it's We'll see. You know, it'll be interesting to see whether or not you have to start him, because like we talked about earlier, he's got a rash of horrible, horrible matchups coming up. Tanner Hudson is my groove this week, says the Harry Snowman. I noticed Trashman had him pretty high up on the waiver wire cheat sheet. Is that just a function of, you know, guys being hurt and also the sort of the second team connection?
The second team connection, also, you know, fairly inexperienced quarterback, safety valve, and the tight end.
Yep. Yeah. And it's the same thing Harry Snowman's saying. It's like we've been the second team connection is one of the doctrines of Roster Watch Nation, Harry Snowman. So you're on the same vibe as us. Whenever there's a quarterback change, we always look to see, all right, well, is there somebody injured who's leaving room for another one of these dudes who he's practiced with for a long time to kind of move up into the starting lineup, because those guys get buckets. Those guys get buckets of targets whenever they get to connect like that. You still got to go get Tyjae Spears. As long as we're talking about running backs, just go get him. They get the Carolina Panthers. Do they get the Panthers this week, Trash Man? Let me make sure about that. Yeah, Carolina Panthers, number two matchup on the week, as 3.5-point favorites at home. And the Panthers are actually, you know, I know people, it's not cool to say it anymore about the whole funnel thing, but they're definitely a run funnel defense. I mean, if you look at it, they're number 24 against opposing quarterbacks, number 27 against opposing wide receivers, number 26 against opposing tight ends, as far as the matchup algorithm, which takes into account a lot of adjusted fantasy points allowed, especially over the last 6 weeks. But versus running backs, it's been the second best matchup. And so that's not only the personnel that we take account of and our scouting grades on the personnel, but also the game factors like projected pace of play, projected number of plays, projected game script, stuff like that. So Tyjae Spears and Derrick Henry both look to be good this week to me, as far as just from a pure matchup perspective. So with Tyjae, we always say pick him up and just hold him as a stash, right? Now's the time you need to be doing that. But for this week, for example, in one league that I play in, I've been having to rely on Daryl Henderson, and now I don't want to play Daryl Henderson anymore since Kyren Williams coming back. So I feel kind of okay about getting Tyjae Spears in as a second flex in a super deep league like that. Who else? Anybody else you wanted to touch on here, Trash Man?
And running backs?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, people should probably go pick up. I mean, we've been telling you to pick up Roshan. A bunch of people probably dropped him. So I'd hate to even say go pick him up, because I wish you would have kept him. But, yeah, I mean, Roshan could probably be picked up, sort of depending on the severity of Deontay Foreman's injury. And clearly we can get Khalil Herbert back in our lives here a little bit, but I doubt he'll be on your waiver wires.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, that's unlikely. Anybody else? Ty Johnson got some interesting touches in that Buffalo game. I don't know if it was like a narrative, you know, kind of revenge narrative kind of thing, but it was interesting. He was fairly involved in the passing game there in that game.
Okay. Hey, guys, I have Pollard, but I also have Dowdle on my bench. Should I add Justin Watson for Dowdle? I wouldn't. His other wide receivers are Kupp, Waddle, Olave, Dell, Deion. No, don't. Keep your handcuff. Let's see. What's this guy's name? Bronson Hayo. Trade T-Law and Sutton for Herbert or Hurts? Yes, for Hurts. Right?
Trevor Lawrence and Sutton for Hurts?
Yes, of course. Like yesterday.
Sure. I mean, not Teal. I mean, he had what, 4 touchdowns this week?
See, when is he going to rush for 2 touchdowns again this season, Trash Man?
I'm just saying it's a spot to sell him high potentially.
Scott wants to know, should I trade Tua and JSN for Herbert and Reed? It sounds like a stupid trade.
Tua and JSN for Herbert and Jalen Reed?
Yeah, Jaden. It's like, why? You're trading a quarterback and a wide receiver for a quarterback and a wide receiver. Why is this trade even being proposed? I don't get it. I will never understand these lateral trades.
I mean,
unless we're talking about dynasties.
He's okay with getting a little less out of his quarterback and getting more out of receiver, a touch bit more, like beefing up his.
No, dude, listen, just don't mess with these idiotic trades. These are stupid. Okay. Look, man, if you're worried about Miami's schedule, for some reason you have Justin Fields and Tua on your team, just play Justin Fields, right, in those games, right? But why make you're making a trade that has absolutely zero it has absolutely 0% chance of benefiting both teams. Zero. It's an absolute number at each position. How many fantasy points one quarterback's going to score versus the other for the rest of the season, and you can absolutely stack those up, and it's an absolute number. You know, it's going to be a binary win or loss for both of you guys whenever you make a lateral trade like that. I would recommend going back and listening to like the finale of the trade cast, not so much for the player takes or anything like that, but maybe just a great understanding about the game theory, the game theory behind making fantasy football trades. These kinds of trades, people like, should I trade Tony Pollard for Najee Harris? I'm just like, well, what are we talking about? Okay. Here's another one from Evan Gittleman. Got an offer where I received Josh Allen and Nico Collins for CeeDee and Jordan Love. I just lost Burrow. I'm 6-5. Allen still has a bye. If I trade CeeDee, my other wide receivers are Ridley, D-Hop, and Nico if I accept. CeeDee, I received Josh Allen. I'm not sure I do it. I'm not sure I do that, man. I honestly think at this point, CeeDee's probably the best player in this trade.
No, he is.
And you're selling a little bit low on him. So even though he had a good week last week as far as the touchdowns, he finally got there. But how many yards did he have, Trash? I mean, 33 or something like this.
Something. I mean, the thing is, none of the other receivers are consistent enough.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be hard to rely on those throwing those three. But we wish you the best of luck, man. 6-5 ain't bad, dude. I mean, you could probably even afford another loss if you're in a regular 12-team league where six teams get in, right? Six losses.
You probably get seven, maybe.
Can you get seven? Can you get seven nowadays?
With this extra game?
Yeah. I guess I'm just like dating back to the 90s. I've been so used to six being the kind of Mendoza line.
There. I know. In one of our leagues, I've gotten in on a 6-7 before it was –
that was probably in Ketchum's league where he uses the NFL tiebreaker rules where it's the most the last thing taken into account is the fantasy points scored. You got to look at record versus common opponents. It's cockamamie, dude. You got in with seven losses in a 13 week season, a losing record.
Yeah.
Horrible. Okay, wide receivers, we talked about it. Josh Downs, go pick up Jaden Reed. Go pick up DeMario Douglas. Go pick up Rashid Shaheed. I love picking up Rashid Shaheed right now. You know, you have A.T. Perry on here, probably too low. I would have him up closer to where you have like Tutu Atwell and some of these other guys, I think. But, you know, it's probably fine. I'm not – you know, he is kind of the one for one replacement. If you just want to look at the guy who replaces the actual player on the field, Michael Thomas. I just think that Shaheed, it wasn't just his targets that went up when Thomas, like his routes went up, right? His routes went up. As well, his participation went up. I think if you get Shaheed in a spot where he's a guy that's more of an every down sort of player, not just this gadgety, just throw it down the field to him, you know, three times a game, right? Yeah. I think that if that's just the icing on top, and you can get like three catches out of him, the, you know, for 30 yards, and then you have the chance at that big, big, big hit. He's a guy that you can play as a wide receiver, you know, as a desperation wide receiver three, easy. You know, we don't have buys this week, thankfully, but they'll be back real soon. Let's see. Is this good timing to draft Josh Palmer? I think it's fine timing to draft Josh Palmer. I think he comes off the week 13. Is it week 13, Trash Man? I think it is. It was projected as week 13 originally. That's what I have in my head. And you usually – can you check that for me, though, Trash Man?
Hold on one sec.
Just go to just go to your fantasy league homepage and search players and click on his game log. That's and then see the first week that it has him returning back with a projected point total. I think it's 13. We can get back to Trash Man with that in a second. The only other important thing that I'd like to hit on is Isaiah Likely for Baltimore. Again, we mentioned earlier about Mark Andrews.
Palmer went out. You know, I don't know if he played the complete week in week 8, but he's out 9 on.
Yeah, so it's 13. Okay.
Yeah.
Just pick up Isaiah Likely. Just pick him up, right?
Yeah.
I'm making him, you know, and like, let's say, like, in one of my leagues where I have, say, here's a real example. In one league where I have Luke Musgrave, and he's questionable for this week. And he's kind of just, you know, he's been okay, but he's just tough to play. I'm making him a giant priority to just go ahead and get Isaiah Likely. And I'm gonna bank on that rest of the season being a low end tight end one. I don't have to worry about – don't have to worry about messing with it anymore. So that is the deal there with the tight ends. Any others that you wanted to touch on, Trash Man, before we figure out whether these guys are guys that you can drop?
Pat Freiermuth saw his first game back.
That was against Cleveland. Nobody does anything against Cleveland except Mark Andrews.
But yeah, so maybe Pat Freiermuth is somebody you can stash. And that offense is going to change schematically some. So maybe we see a boost in some of these Steelers skill players.
All right, here you go, Trash Man. This is what everybody wants to know. Can you drop them? Let's get to Homeboy's question first. Can he drop Christian Watson for Dontavion Wicks?
No.
Okay. Mark Andrews, yes. Daryl Henderson.
Yes.
Tyler Boyd.
Yeah.
Quentin Johnston.
Yeah.
Deontay Foreman.
You know, he scored the touchdown, but he was the least productive of that running back core.
Well, he got hurt.
Yeah, that too.
Yes, you can drop him. Curtis Samuel?
No.
Really? Okay.
I mean, well, he got ejected from this last game.
Yeah. Leonard Fournette?
I mean, you can drop him if you want. We still haven't seen what they're going to do with him, but.
Why does nobody even care up there with any reporting? Julio McLaughlin? Absolutely drop him.
Yeah.
Michael Thomas?
Have they said how long it's going to be? I still think that verdict is not out yet.
What?
Is the verdict out on how long it's going to be?
Oh, it's going to be multiple weeks. Yeah, they said multiple weeks.
I mean, yeah, but that's you can drop him.
All right, here comes some tough ones. Chuba Hubbard?
No.
Jacoby Myers?
No.
His target share is puny nowadays, Trash Man. Aiden O'Connell hates him. He just does. I mean, if you say no, it's fine. I mean, clearly these are borderline drops.
I still want to see one more.
I mean,
more
the reason people are asking about it is because they're frustrated.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Yeah. Gabe Davis.
Well, I'll say if you can drop Maya for somebody like a Josh Downs, I'm okay with it.
Oh, sure. Gabe Davis.
No.
Can't believe it. Somebody's asking about it. You go and look at what he's done recently, and you're not exactly you're not surprised that somebody that's not as into the scouting and everything else like us, you know, spend our off season going and watching these players, know who the sickest men are. Maybe even people who are more casual that just see this as a name on their fantasy list. But somebody wants to know if they can drop George Pickens.
No.